Good morning. It's almost nine. It's Saturday morning. You know what? I'm in a great mood. Has been fucking crazy, y'all. Like, I can't even get into details about it. I always say that, oh, I'll tell you guys later. I'll tell you guys later. But it really has to be like that because I'm really working through like real life shit right now in my real life. But it was such a crazy week. So much light was shed on things, though. So much progress was made. Here I am, Saturday morning, fucking just living. I'm happy. It's good. You know, I had faith. That's pretty much all you can have sometimes when things are going certain ways. If you just know that you'll be fine, you will. Like, I know it sounds so stupid and you're probably tired of me saying that, but it's a hard thing to accomplish, to literally put your faith in the universe, put your faith in God. It's a hard thing to accomplish because you really have to believe it. Like, you really have to believe that there's more to your life than this skin and this body, because there is. Think about it. Look at all the bullshit that's going on right now. First of all, I'm just gonna say, I think Donald Trump is what Revelation. Okay, I don't want to get into like the Bible because I have my own thoughts on that, but you know, everything that's in Revelations is happening. The way the Bible presents it, though, they presented it, you know, in a different scenario. Long story short, I feel like Donald Trump is the fucking Antichrist because what Antichrist means is against Christ. So, or opposite of Christ, you know, something like that. And that's exactly him. He's against everything good. He's taking children from their fucking families, bro. Like, what kind of a evil fuck does that? You know, we're living in a crazy time and people need hope. Y'all need hope. Like, we need hope because how the world is going right now, it's going where? Like, you can only buy a bigger, more expensive car than the next person how many times? Do you know what I mean? You know, you can only buy the biggest, fucking most expensive chain, the most custom design. So many times. Like, okay, so you've accomplished all that. So now what is there to accomplish? Do you feel me? So I don't know. That when I got with KT, that's when I started looking at that. When I really seen the music industry like on the inside, it's a fucking joke, dude. I went from talking about life to the music industry, but that's okay. I'm just kind of gonna mish it all together. I just say what I want. You know that already. I bounce from subject to subject. I have ADD. However, if I took Adderall, I would be boring. Like, I'm normal. I'm not witty or nothing. So I'll just stay with my ADD self, bounce back and forth. Y'all understand? But yeah, I'm just talking about the music industry, for example. You can only do so much. So now you have all this money and you've done everything you possibly could do. Now, what more is there to work for? More money for what? You have everything, you've done everything. What else is there for you to accomplish besides world fucking domination? And that's where Donald Trump is. That motherfucker's trying to pull a pinky in the brain on this bitch. Yes, he's trying to do that. And the world is letting, like, the United States of America is letting him do it. It's embarrassing as fuck. Do you know how many quote unquote minorities and immigrants, do you know how many more of us there are than white people? I'm sorry. No offense. I'm not racist at all. But, you know, I'm just saying. There's no reason that this one man should be capable of doing all of this. I'm appalled. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted by people who support him. Actually, I'm very disgusted. It says a lot about your character if you support a man like that. But yeah, this is where the world is going. So we need hope, right? The hope is within our own self. It's so. I don't want to say it's easy because it's not easy, but it's there. If you ever finally come to a point in your life where you're like, dude, there is more. I can do more than this. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I stressing out about this little bullshit thing, job, life, situation, relationship, whatever you're stressing on? Look at the big picture. You are not placed on this earth to stress on that one situation. You're not. That's not what you're here for. I'm here for a reason. I've been getting so many fucking signs that I'm here for a reason. So, I talk a lot, obviously, and I get along with a lot of people. I know how to have articulate conversations. I'm very open-minded. I can be not judgy. I can be judgy, and I am working on that because that's not okay neither. So I am working on my judginess. I don't want people to judge me that don't even know me, so I don't want to do that to people. You see what I'm saying? Another thing is too that I was just saying the other day to somebody, and I had to tell myself this too. When you're saying bad things about people, like you're talking all this shit about this person that you barely even know, that you're really portraying what you feel deep down inside about your own self. I have said very bad things about people, and after discovering that analogy that I just told you, or that, discovery that I made on my own or whatever, nobody really told me, I just kind of figured it out. But it's true. If I'm talking super bad about this girl, let me just say, for example, if I'm like, oh, that bitch is a hoe and blah, blah, this and that. If I'm saying that, okay, what am I reflecting? I'm reflecting how I really feel. Like, I really, this is a real story. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep everything 100. I don't even give a shit because there's no reason not to. I'm not scared of judgment. I'm not scared of nobody. I'm not scared of what people think anymore. Today is the day. I've never really been scared of it, but I have been letting people hold me back and I'm done with that. So, anywho, shit, I forgot what I was saying. My dog walked in the room and distracted me. I'm sorry. But yeah, so there's hope here, you guys. It's all right here within us. You don't have to. Oh, I was talking about when you're talking about people. Sorry. So if I catch myself saying that about a woman, right? Or a girl, I then turn to myself. This is what I've been doing lately, you guys. Like I've changed a lot of shit about myself and I'm proud of it. And my life is going fucking amazing. It might not seem like it. There's a lot of breakdowns in it, but the end results are fucking amazing, okay? So I had to think to myself, why am I bashing this woman that I don't even know? Maybe I'm just going from hearsay. Maybe I'm going from what I read off of her because I do read people very well. So that's another thing for me. But what I'm trying to get at is when you feel some way about somebody very strongly, you gotta turn that judgment towards yourself. And you gotta be like, okay, why do I feel that way about this person? Do I possibly have that trait or that characteristic within myself? Have I ever done anything that I could have been called what I'm calling her? Do you know what I mean? I really have to look at it. And this is just an example of one way to change your perception. But when you do that, when you turn the light on your own darkness, it's amazing what you find out about yourself. And it's amazing you learn on your own. You're teaching yourself why you react certain ways. Also, you have to ask for help. You have to ask God for help, the universe for help. Whatever gives you help, whatever you call the higher help that you seek, that's who you need to ask for help. That's what you need to ask for help. Like, change my perception. Let me see this situation in a different light. When you ask for help, the thoughts that come into your mind, those are your answers, you guys. It's not just a random thought. Thoughts are not random. Every thought that you get, it's a message to you. And it's a chance to either think that way or change the way you think. Once you change the way you think, your whole outlook on life starts changing unintentionally. If you just start with one thought, your whole outlook starts changing. And it's amazing. Just try it, starting with one thought a day. If you feel like I was just saying some way about a person, like, oh, I can't stand him, he's this and he's that, or she's this and she's that, turn the light on your own darkness and see if what you're accusing them of or what you can't stand about them lies in your own self, because that's probably the actual problem. That's what I'm learning. Everything that irritates me or I don't like about people that I love or just people in general, I really had to turn the light on my own darkness and be like, do I act like that? Have I acted like that? Am I capable of that? Things like that. And when you start doing that to your own self, like, shit, just your eyes just start opening. It's crazy. You just start getting all kinds of answers and things just start clicking and making sense. But what you have to do first to get to that point is you need to be fed up. You need to be fed up with this bullshit. I don't even watch the news. I haven't watched the news in years. You want to know why? Because I've known for years that the news was propaganda. The news keeps you thinking in a negative pattern. The news keeps you scared to walk from the car to inside the store. The news keeps you scared of black people. The news keeps racism at an all-time high. The news keeps black people now being super racist against white people when previously they really weren't as bad, you know? The news is a fucked up thing to keep in your home all day, every day. It really is. I mean, it's keeping everyone stuck, though. So you really have to be fed up with the world and how it's going. And once you stop thinking that everything is okay, that's when you're going to start looking for more answers. When you start looking for more answers, look within yourself. Look within yourself. Start researching. I follow so many like positive things on Instagram. It might sound stupid, but that helps fill your mind with positive thoughts all day long. When your mind is filled with positive thoughts all day long, things start going positively. It's just how shit works. It's energy. It's science. It's how shit works. You know, start researching energy. Start researching your history. And then you're going to see like how many lies we've been told our whole fucking life. I'm so serious. I want to go. Actually, the next one I do, I want to do it about church. And it's going to be just my own perception. I'm not saying this is right, this is wrong. Everything I say is not a right or wrong matter. I don't like to be right. I just like to tell people what I feel, because in my experiences, when I talk to people, I touch people that I don't even realize needed to hear something that moment. So I'm going to stay doing that shit. That's what I like to do. If I feel the urge to fucking talk, I'm going to talk. And I know I've said that before and I haven't done it. I've been working to this point because it's been a rough road, dude. Like, it's been crazy. I've literally, and I still am, I'm still in the process. I'm still a work in progress. But I've literally broken myself all the way down to the bottom. If you could unzip your skin, that's what I did. I unzipped myself just to see what the fuck was going on in there. Because when things are going a certain way in your life, it's a reason for it. It's either trying to teach you something. It's trying to give you a chance to elevate or repeat the situation. You know, there's just reasons for everything. So we need to start being deeper thinkers, you guys. Stop being so content and complacent. Stop being okay with just believing what you hear on the news or believing what your coworkers say at work. Stop. Do your own research. Think on your own. If you think something's not right, it's probably not. And that's what I stick to. If you think something's not right, it's not. And you have to just remember that. But there is hope. There's hope. You don't have to feel stuck. You're here. Every person is here for a reason. There's a reason to be here. The reason is to open people's eyes like this. Show people love. Turn people to the way of love and positivity instead of the bullshit that's accepted right now. That's what we're here for. Everyone has their own talents. So whatever talent you were given that talent to use it to turn people the right way, to show people love. So if you can think of how you can use that talent in that way, your life will automatically just start working in your favor if you believe it and you really want it. And it's your intentions have to be genuine. You can't just be like, oh, I want a Lambo and then get it. I mean, you can, but that's stupid. Your intentions have to be pure if you want your life to go smooth and you really want to do what you're supposed to do here on this earth. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to do what I'm here to do. I can talk like a motherfucker. I can make people feel better about themselves. So I don't know exactly what my life purpose is, but something along those lines. So stay with me and you'll watch it flourish just like I am. Because again, I'm just doing what I feel inclined to do. And that is it. Boo boo. Hope y'all have a good day. It's mostly women that listen to me, but if you're a man listening to me, hey, thanks. And if you know me in person, you can probably see everything I did right there. All right, y'all. I will talk to you later. Next time, I'm going to talk about my opinion and perception on church. I'm probably going to get a lot of bullshit from that, but that's okay. Also, I am on Google Podcasts now. So if you have Android, you can listen that way. That way you don't have to download the Anchor app. I'm on Google Podcasts now, so I'm super excited about that. Have a good day, guys. Stay positive. Just try to change your way of thinking. When you're irritated and mad and you're in a very negative state of mind, change it. Try to see why. Watch your life change. Promise.